This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A conversation on interest rates and the banking mess with a senior Federal Reserve official. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Federal Reserve officials make decisions that affect every woman, man, and child in America. We call it a central bank, but it's made up of 12 regions, and one of those regions covers just about all of New England. I spoke to Susan M. Collins, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, about the inflation fight and the banking mess. President Collins, welcome.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Some of the remedy for inflation is higher interest rates, but the remedy is putting pressure on banks. Is this problem with some banks making it harder for your colleagues to fight inflation?
So what I would say about that is that these topics are very much interrelated. Overall, our banks are sound, they're resilient, they're well capitalized, and of course, important to monitor. I do think that the recent stresses are quite likely to cause some financial tightening, and that's something that I factor in as I think about what appropriate monetary policy is.
That's really interesting. In other words, some of these stresses in the banking system will themselves be a drag on growth, and that could pull the correct direction on inflation.
They might. And so, you know, important to monitor the data and to watch how various institutions, how the economy is responding. But it is correct that some banks may choose to increase their liquidity a bit, perhaps tightening conditions for credit, and that would help to slow the economy. And of course, that's exactly what the Fed is doing as we work hard to bring inflation down, given the toll that inflation is taking on people and businesses.
Let's talk about how we watch over our banks, given what we've seen in recent weeks. In your view, was supervision adequate at these two banks?
I think that there were clearly some challenges that were not met in terms of bank decisions. As you may know, there is a kind of thorough review underway of what happened, and it will look at supervision and regulation. And I think it is premature to try to say what the findings for that will be. I will say that it's important with a degree of humility to take those findings to heart and really act on what's learned about what went wrong and how we can do things better.
And would you agree, though, that there's work to do to understand the new technology, how social media can feed into bank runs, stuff like that?
Conditions certainly are evolving. We saw that the flows were much more, I mean, they were remarkable how rapidly flows moved. That's not something that we've really seen before. And that's certainly something to be examined and may be part of the recommendations that come out. But again, I don't want to get out ahead of what we will see.
Susan M. Collins is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. She's an economist and the former provost of the University of Michigan. President Collins, thank you.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
And will all these higher interest rates end in recession? More on that with the Boston Fed president on our homepage or the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss it on the air today. Now to the price of energy, especially gasoline, with a surprise announcement yesterday that the oil producers cartel OPEC is going to cut production by 1 million barrels a day starting next month. OPEC Plus members, especially Saudi Arabia, are unhappy with the drooping crude oil prices we've been seeing, while drooping no more. The price of crude traded in New York is up nearly 5.5% this morning to not quite $80 a barrel. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And David, these cuts come on top of a previously announced reduction of 2 million barrels a day in output cuts. That was late last year, and it was the biggest reduction since the beginning of the pandemic shutdowns. Now the OPEC Plus Alliance has been implementing that cut and will reduce an additional 1 million barrels a day, as you mentioned, actually a bit more than that. And the big picture, though, is that it's even the additional 1 million barrels a day is just a sliver of total daily output globally, which is currently at about 100 million barrels a day. So it's about 1% or so. And the cuts will take some time to implement too, so they're not going to be felt all at once.
Yet I'm watching as we speak, oil prices up sharply. Is the cartel betting that will continue?
Clearly. That's definitely appears to be what they want to see happen. The decisions that they are making come just a few days after OPEC released their latest average for oil prices. These are the prices that its member countries are getting out on the global market. And that average was around $77 a barrel. Clearly, they think that's too low. And analysts are expecting oil prices to rise substantially for the rest of the year because of OPEC's move.
Now, few people listening pay wholesale for their oil. When would this percolate into what we pay retail at the pump?
That is what everyone wants to know. And of course, it's the hardest thing to predict because hanging over all of this is the threat of recession. If we fall into one, that could reduce demand for gasoline, and perhaps the OPEC's cuts won't have an impact and increase prices. According to AAA, though, gas prices are already up. They're currently averaging about $3.50 a gallon. By one analysis, they could go up by about another 50 cents or so a gallon by this summer. And that's accounting for both the usual increase we see when refineries switch to a summer blend and the effects of the output cuts, David.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sapo. Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There must be a sense of deep unease among corporate employees at McDonald's today. The fast food corporation ordered all of its U.S. offices closed for 3 days. Everybody works from home today through Wednesday to await news of who is getting laid off. That means those layoff conversations will all happen remotely. The company told the Wall Street Journal this is about the, quote, comfort and confidentiality of employees. It's not clear how many of McDonald's 150,000 worldwide corporate employees will be affected. The actual restaurants are staying open per usual. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.